来就不赖你，前尘失落今被许见，前忙今不挖寻。
感谢主给我们的惊人恩典。2020年，让我们在空中的诗歌敬拜赞美中，时时经历主恩的滋味。我们活着的目的，就是为了荣耀神。
奇异恩典，救我脱罪；白白恩典，使我安慰；浩大恩典，令我敬畏；传扬恩典是我责任。
主耶稣的奇妙恩典救了我这人中罪魁，他应许向我施恩， 做我盾牌永分。我要一生一世信靠他，爱他，侍奉他，赞美他。
奇异恩典，神已经向我施恩，在生命中每一个台阶，他与我同行，引导我走义路。
主已经应许向我们施恩，他的话是可信的，他是我们的力量、盾牌、永分，要带领我们度过此生。
前曾失落，今被寻见，前盲今不摸索。
人的爱是会改变的，是不可靠的，但神的爱是永远不变的。感谢神使我得到这永远的爱。
耶稣舍命救赎的爱是惊人恩典，恩典浩大，献上感恩。谢谢主耶稣这样爱我，感谢主耶稣救了我。
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
主耶稣，我的救主，我的心渴慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
主耶稣是复活的主，因他活着我不再惧怕，因他活着我能面对明天。
何等惊人奇妙的恩典，我主我神在我身上所做的一切都有荣耀的目的，有永远的价值。
耶和华是我的磐石，我的避难所，他又是我的救主，我的神，我的心敬拜他。
主是我脚前的灯，路上的光，带我越走越光明，越走越清晨，直到我与他永同在。
感谢神赐我救赎主，他是爱我，为我舍己。感谢神赐我保惠师，他居我中，安慰引领。感谢神赐我有福盼望，他必再来接我进荣耀。
神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
主是年岁的冠冕，他的路径低下只由，我要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
耶稣基督，亲爱救主，你是我奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
我知道我的救赎主活着，他永远活着。
哦，主耶稣，你救赎的爱成我诗篇，一生铭刻肺腑。
在我们未出生以前，神就已经认识我们，并且在我们身上有美好的计划。
主保守我度过苦难、试炼、网罗，他是我人生旅途的良伴。
我们的神，他是全能的神，倚靠着他，凡事都能。
爱的神天天与我们同在，是我们的力量、喜乐与盼望。
亲爱救主，我主我有，甘心持久跟随您，殷切不休，直到我的生命尽头。
一，
亲爱的主耶稣，你是万主之主，万王之王，
我要永远敬拜你，耶稣基督永是我主，阿们。我的神啊，我要称颂你，我要永永远远的赞美你，也要向着世代传扬你的大能。
感谢主，让我认识人生最重要的目标，现在我跟随他快乐前行。
主啊，我感谢你拯救了我，愿我的一生活在主里面，一生敬畏你，一生荣耀你的名，阿们。
主耶稣，我亲爱的救主，你死我脱死亡权柄，你活我得永远生命，你爱融化俘虏我心，当得我心我命所有。
这一生最美的祝福就是认识主耶稣，这一生最稳妥的道路就是信靠主耶稣。
永生门已打开，你是否愿进来，使你满得恩典、喜乐、盼望与平安。
我们的神满有恩惠和怜悯，愿这位充满奇妙恩典的主如今也成为你的救主。
我感谢主的恩典，是他的爱来寻找我，是他的血将我救赎，用他奇妙的恩典带我归回他的羊圈。愿这奇妙的恩典你也能够得到。
感谢神，2020是特别的一年，神赐给我们是特别的恩典。
We thank God for the year 2020 is such a unique year in which God has given us very unique grace.
这些日子对我来说最特别的是生活上所有的步调都慢了下来。
To me, this year is unique in how the pace of life slowed down.
不需要匆匆忙忙的赶来赶去。
I no longer had to run around very busily.
在音乐上来说，从 Allegro 转换到 Adagio。
It's like, musically speaking, our pace has changed from allegro to adagio.
就是快板变慢板。
Which is to move from fast pace to slow pace.
特别是疫情开始的前面几个月。
Especially during the initial phase of the pandemic.
因着安全和未知的状况，很多人几乎都待在家里。
Due to the concern for safety and many unknowns, most of people end up staying at home.
突然间好像少很多事，突然间多出好多时间。
Suddenly, we have much less things to do and much more time on hand.
起初不安和不习惯困扰的我们。
And initially, we were surrounded by anxiety.
渐渐的内心慢慢沉淀，人安静下来了。
Yet gradually, our hearts settles down, and we become quiet within.
外面的人事物减少，简单化之后。
Externally, activities reduced, and life seems to be simplified.
里面的心灵波动开始浮现，多了起来。
Yet inner activities start to pick up.
似乎是神在呼唤。
As if God is calling us.
还是我们心灵深处的本能更多被启动触摸。
Or maybe our inner instinct has been activated.
心里渴慕寻求神，来到他面前与他交通。
Our hearts start to long for God, want to come to his presence and to have fellowship with him.
教会诗班的侍奉是在神的面前歌唱赞美。
Church choir is supposed to serve God through singing and praising.
这不是说只有诗班才在神面前歌唱。
It is not saying only choir is qualified to sing praises to God.
在历代志上16章23节说，全地都要向耶和华歌唱。
In 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 23 says, Sing to the Lord all the earth.
我们的神太荣耀太伟大，每一个蒙救赎的儿女都当向他赞美歌唱。
Our God is indeed wonderful and glorious, and every child of God should sing praises to Him.
诗篇每一篇都是一首歌。
Every piece in the book of Psalms is a song.
大卫做以色列的美歌者，赞美歌颂他所认识荣耀伟大的神。
Being the beautiful singer,Dave had composed many songs to praise God.
他制作的许多乐器。
He also made many musical instruments.
第一个诗班也是由大卫开始，他们称为歌唱的人。
As well as establishing the very first choir, they are called a group of singers.
大卫在利未人中选拔亚撒和他的兄弟们。
And David selected Asa and his brothers among Levites.
每日分班次在约柜神的面前以诗歌称颂他。
They take turns singing before God day and night.
而在教会中有一些弟兄姊妹以歌唱侍奉神。
In the same way in God's church, there is a group of brothers and sisters like to serve God through singing praises.
摆上自己的时间、声音，一起认真练唱。
They offer up their time, their voices, diligently practicing.
在聚会中献上赞美歌颂神。
So that they can sing praises in the assembly of the children of God.
从三月中开始，因疫情的关系，诗班停止了练习，献诗也暂停。
And started from mid-March, because of the pandemic, our choir had to stop practice.
在一切好像被困住的时候，神赐给我们一个敞开的天。
While we all were feeling constrained, suddenly God opened up the heaven for us.
借着 Zoom 会议的方式，我们在四月下旬恢复诗班的练习。
We were able to resume the choir practice in late April through the platform of Zoom.
我们大部分是唱亲近主的诗歌。
And most of the songs we practice are songs that draw ourselves closer to God.
希望大家在这不容易的日子中常常来亲近主。
In the hope that we can draw ourselves closer to God in this difficult time.
主是他的荣耀。从他得力量来过每一个日子。
To gaze upon his glory and gain strength from him.
因为我负责诗班的服事。
Because I'm in charge of choir practice service.
我先制作练唱用的录音档。
Therefore, I will first make some soundtrack recording.
用乐器和唱的方式录制分布的录音档。
In the form of musical instruments and vocal singing.
诗班每一个人按声部在家自己跟着录音档练习。
And every member of the choir will practice at home according to the soundtrack.
每个主日下午大家进来 Room 会议一起练唱。
And every Sunday afternoon we will join the choir practice on Zoom.
虽然不能听到大家一起唱的声音
Although we cannot sing at the same time on Zoom
但每一位都非常认真练唱效果比平常练习更好
Yet everyone was very serious in their practice The end result is we actually sing better than usual
有弟兄和姊妹在电脑的音档和文字档上给我们很多的帮助
Many brothers and sisters help us through the recording.
Pomona 教会的诗班在传真姊妹的教导下也展开练习认真学习。
The choir from Pomona Church was able to resume their practice under the guidance of their leader, Sister Miriam.
五月初，两个教会的诗班开始同诗歌同步练唱。
And starting from early May, choirs from both churches start their practice with the same songs.
每隔两三个星期一次，两个诗班一起练唱。
And after that, every two or three weeks, churches of both sides can join practice.
还有 Cover City 教会的姊妹也加进来和我们一起练习。
On top of that, a sister from Cover City Church also joined our practice.
大家彼此更加熟悉、亲近，邻里交通自由释放。
And as a result, we become closer and have very free spiritual fellowship.
一同歌唱赞美神，这感觉真好，这真是主特别的恩典。
To be able to sing praises together, it feels so wonderful. Indeed, this is a special grace of the Lord.
我们深感在特别的日子，主给诗班特别的恩典和作为。
We deeply feel that God has special grace in this special time for our choirs.
我们决定制作一个诗歌纪念视频。
Therefore, we decide to produce this hymnary memorial video.
圣徒诗歌187首，惊人恩典。
Using hymn number 187 in our hymn book, Amazing Grace.
由各诗班所有的弟兄姊妹一起来完成。
And it is completed through the efforts of all members of choir from both churches.
每一位诗班成员用原始录音档自己来录音。
First, individual member has to record their own voice.
所有的录音档经过剪接整理。
And we will edit and consolidate all the videos.
再和其他的乐器一起做并轨合成，完成录音档。
And we'll combine it with other soundtracks to make a one final product.
之后所有的诗班成员在 Zoom 会议中一起录影制作影像档。
And after that, all the members of both choirs will come on Zoom to have an image file recorded.
在这其中，许多弟兄姊妹花费了他们在电脑上的专长，协助完成整体的录影。我们特别感谢他们。
And in the middle of that, many brothers and sisters have helped us greatly using their skill sets in computer technology.
我们也录下了每位弟兄姊妹的感言。
We also recorded individual sharing from all members.
特别在这感恩节之时，献给我们的神。
And we'd like to offer this production to our God in this special season of Thanksgiving.
最后我们把录音档、影像档和感言视频。
At the end, we consolidate all these files, the soundtrack, the sharing, the videos.
一起交给我们的大家长梁家生弟兄。
And give it to our leader, Brother Timothy Liang.
由他来做最后的整理和编辑。
And he did the final editing and organization.
制作好最后的成果，呈现在主耶稣和大家的面前。
And then we present the final product to our Lord Jesus and you.
经上说，全地都要向耶和华歌唱。
Bible says, sing to the Lord all the earth.
诗篇说，凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华。
Psalm says,He who has breath, sing praise to the Lord. You shall praise the Lord.
但愿所有神的儿女在此被困遭难的日子。
And in this difficult time, may all the children of God,
无论任何境况，都来到主的面前。
Come to the Lord in all circumstances.
向他倾心吐意，向神呼喊，向他歌唱。
Pour out your heart, cry out to him, and sing songs to him.
但愿我们在这地上短暂的年日中，更深渴慕神。
We hope that we can long for him even more in this short span of life on earth.
时常举起我们的心向他歌唱。
Often lift up our hearts and sing to him.
有一日当我们与主耶稣一同显现在荣耀中的时候。
One day when we appear in the glory of Jesus with him.
如诗歌所说我们要与亿万众圣唱在穹苍高处一同喊出他爱无穷。
Just as the lyrics in one of the hymns saying, I will shout with millions on high his wonderful salvation and his wonderful love.
我们要与亿万众圣唱在穹苍高处一同喊出他爱无穷。
Yes, I will shout with millions on high, singing his perfect salvation and his wonderful love.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们大家好。
Dear brothers and sisters, greetings.
非常感谢高老师的分享。
We're very thankful for Sister Gao's sharing.
我们也感谢诗班弟兄姐妹的献诗。
And also the song presentation by the choir.
这首诗歌虽然短短的只有四分多钟
Even though this hymn only lasted 4 minutes
但是大家的练习在幕后有许多的工作
But the efforts behind the scene and the practice devoted to this
这是在整个教会历史上影响最大的一首诗歌
And we have to say this hymn has the greatest impact in the history of church
我们相信不单影响了我们诗班的弟兄姐妹
And we believe not only our choir members were affected
也要影响许多的人
But has also impacted many others
这首诗歌的作者约翰牛顿
And the writer of this hymn, John Newton
他曾经是贩卖奴隶那个船的船长他做了20年
And he used to be the ship captain that sold the slaves And he was a captain for about 20 years
但是后来他成了废除奴隶制度的一个主要的推动者
But later on he became one of the primary force behind the scene to push the act of abolition
而且神得着他成为传道人
And later on God used him to become a minister
他也是一个非常著名的诗歌的作者
He also is a very famous songwriter
当约翰牛顿在年老的时候
When he reached his old age
他回顾这一生有这么多的变化
Looking back, he saw so many changes had occurred
他写了一段话
So he wrote down something like this
我不是我应该是的
I'm not what I ought to be
我不是我喜欢是的
I'm not what I want to be
我不是我希望是的
I'm not what I hope to be in another world
但我已不是从前的我
But still, I'm not what I once used to be.
借着神的恩典，我成了我今天这个人。
And by the grace of God, I am what I am.
他特别认识神的恩典。
John knows specifically God's grace.
他成为今天这样的人，真的都是神的恩典。
He knows he has become someone like he was because of God's grace.
神拯救一个无赖如我。
Then God has saved a wretch like him.
从前是受捆绑的，现在得着了释放。
I used to be under the bondage, but now I have been set free.
从前是瞎眼的，今天看见了。
I was blind, but now I see.
约翰牛顿出生在1725年。
John Newton was born in 1725.
在他7岁的时候，母亲就离世了。
His mother passed away when he was only 7.
他的母亲是一位很好的基督徒。
She was a very devoted Christian.
在他抓住机会，他就把神的话传给约翰牛顿。
And she would use every opportunity to plant God's word in Newton's heart.
牛顿从小他也就很熟悉以撒华兹所写的一些儿童的歌曲。
So, Newton was very familiar with many children's hymns written by Isaac Watts.
后来他母亲离世了。
Later on, his mother passed away.
在他11岁的时候，他就随着父亲做了船员。
At the age of 11, he became a sailor.
然后他学会了这些船员们所有坏的习惯。
And he learned all the bad hobbies that a sailor would have.
虽然母亲曾经对他的教导还有这么一些的影响。
Even though the impact from his mother remains a little bit.
但他的心却是那样的刚硬。
But his heart has become hard.
他 自称是无神论的。
He even called himself an atheist.
然后整个的外面的行为是非常的恶劣。
And his behavior was very wicked.
所以在他二十岁的时候
，So at the age of 20,
他就做了这一些贩卖奴隶的船长。
And he became a captain of the ship that trade slaves.
当很多年以后，他回想这一段日子。
So many years later, when he looked back.
他自己里面非常的自责。
He really blamed himself.
他把许多的黑奴他们关在一个非常小的一个空间。
For having confined many slaves in a very, very tiny space.
大概高度只有70公分。
And maybe as high as 70 cm.
然后呢里面关了250个黑奴。
And he was packed about 250 slaves in that small space.
他们都带上了枷锁。
And they were all chained.
所以在那样的一个非常恶劣的环境
And in a terrible condition like that
那这个船呢从非洲要开到英国去
And the ship usually sail from Africa to England
那这是一个死亡之旅
And it's like a death journey for many
大概有四分之一的黑奴会在这个过程中因着疾病因着饥饿而死亡
Because about one fourth of the slaves on the ship will die out of either sickness or hunger
所以许多要被丢到海里面去
And a lot of them ended to be thrown into the sea after they died
这就是约翰牛顿
ThatWas John Newton.
那过去他的心是这么的硬。
His heart was so hard.
在1748年3月10日。
On March 10th, 1748.
神借着大自然为着约翰牛顿打造了一场福音的聚会。
And God tailor-made for John Newton a special gospel meeting through the nature's force.
他在船上遇到了一个非常大的风暴。
Because while he was on the ship, they encountered a great storm.
整个船它的船桅吹断了
And the poles on the ship was broken
船首船舱也开始支离破碎
And even the cabin, the front end of the ship start to crack
那这些船员们他们都束手无策
And all the sailors were without way to survive
约翰他想到神的话
And suddenly John remembered the word of God
看啊神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的
Behold the Lamb of God who carried the sin of the whole world
他想到主耶稣既然为我们的罪钉死在十字架上
He thought about how Jesus crucified on the cross for our sin
我们怎么可以活在罪中呢
How could we still stay in sin
他告诉他们我们没有办法
And we have no way out.
但是我们要求神的怜悯。
So he told the sailors, there's no way out, but we need to ask for God's mercy.
他自己里面回转到神的面前。
And he turned his heart toward the Lord.
他向神祷告，如果神让他平安的能够度过。
He had this prayer says, if you help me to survive this peacefully.
他要完全的改变。
I will change my life.
后来经过了大概一个月的时间
About a month later
船飘到了爱尔兰上岸
And the ship flowed to the shore of Ireland
他到了一个教堂
He immediately went to a church
他在那里悔改
He repented there
在那一天他遇见了主
He encountered the Lord that day
所以他讲到说在他生命里面这么大的一个转机
So he regards a great turning point of his life
神的恩典临到他的身上
Because God's grace came upon him
那是扭转命运的一天
That is a great turning day for John Newton
他改变了
He was changed
在过了很多的日子
And many days after that
我们看见有一次一个黑人讲了一句话
One time a black man said this
我不是和你一样是人吗
Am I not a man just like you?
我不是你的弟兄吗
Am I not your brother?
让他里面有一个很大的震惊
So he was greatly shocked because of that
他知道他过去所做的这些事情
He realized things that he did in the past
是得罪神的
Has offended God
刚刚我们唱的《惊人恩典》这首诗歌
The hymn we just sang, Amazing Grace
在近代教会中这是最有名的一首诗歌
You can say this is the most famous hymn in the recent history of church
影响是最大的
And has the greatest impact
牛顿他将他一生的经历浓缩在这首诗歌的里面
Newton condensed his entire life's experience into this hymn.
那这首诗歌也描述到了所有弟兄姐妹我们的经历。
And also, this is very similar to our experience too.
我们一起来看一下这首诗歌的几节。
And let's look at a few verses in this hymn.
那第一节他讲到过去。
The first verse described John's past.
今人恩典何等甘甜，来救无赖如我。
It says, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me."
前程失落，今被寻见；前盲，今不摸索。
I was once lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
讲到过去自己像一个无赖。
It described how he was like a wretch in the past.
他想到过去他怎么样做贩卖奴隶，他有这么多的黑奴在他的手中，等于是死掉了。
How he traded slaves and had them killed.
他想到今天他蒙了恩典。
And now he is blessed with grace.
神拯救了他。
God has saved him.
从前他失落了。
He once was lost.
现在被寻回来。
But now he is found.
从前他是瞎眼的。
How he was blind.
他今天能够看见了。
But now he can see.
他能够看见他自己的污秽。
He can see his filthiness.
他能够转眼来仰望耶稣。
He's able to turn his eyes to Jesus.
今天主教我们认识到所有的过去在基督的里面都结束了。
And now the Lord is teaching us how everything that was in Christ has been passed.
我们在基督里是新造的人。
When we're in Christ, we're a new creation.
我们都感谢主，从前我们是失落的，现在被寻见了。
We all can thank God because I used to be lost, but now I am found.
从前我是瞎眼的，现在我能够看见。
And I was blind, but now I can see.
是主开了我们的眼睛。
It is the Lord who opened our eyes.
那我们今天能够看见这位荣耀的主。
So that we can now see this glorious Lord.
然后他讲到现在。
And then he described about his present time.
恩典教导我心，惧怕又将惧怕除掉。
It was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved.
恩典与我初次相遇。
How precious did that grace appear?
显为何等可宝。
The hour I first believed.
我想他想到那一个晚上，在那个这么大的暴风中。
I think he must have recalled the moment when he was in the midst of that great storm.
船好像要破裂了，好像他们觉得没有活命的指望了。
And the ship was about to wreck and they have no hope for survival.
在那个惧怕的里面。
And in that fear,
他遇见了恩典。
He met grace.
他遇见了主。
He met the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，无论是在什么样的时刻。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, regardless any time we are at,
都是主给我们的机会。
It is always opportunity given by God.
我们随时可以来转向主。
We can turn to the Lord any time.
主爱我们，他就在这里等我们。
The Lord loves us, he always waits for us.
哦，他要来遇见我们，他要来赐给我们力量。
And he wants to meet with us and strengthen us.
叫我们的生命有一个何等大的改变。
So our life can experience a great change.
圣经告诉我们说，总要趁着还有今日。
And Bible tells us clearly that while we still call it today,
现在就是主给我们的机会。
And today, right now, is the opportunity from God.
有时候你觉得环境怎么这么的艰难。
Sometimes you feel, oh, my situation is so difficult.
但是现在是主给我们的机会。
But must know, right now is the opportunity given by God.
亲爱的朋友，现在是主给你的机会。
My dear friends, right now is the chance that God has given you.
你只要转向他。
All you need to do is to turn to Him.
浩大的恩典要临到你的身上。
So that His great salvation can come upon you.
恩典与你初次相遇。
When the grace of God first appears,
要显为何等的可宝。
And it's so precious.
他讲到未来。
And then he describes about the future.
主已应许向我施恩，他话就是保证。
The Lord has promised good to me, his word my hope secures.
他要做我盾牌永分，带我经过此生。
He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures.
我们蒙恩得救了。
We are saved.
我们成为神的儿女。
We become the child of God.
主成为我们的盾牌永分。
And then the Lord becomes our shield and portion.
是他亲手带领我们。
And he will lead us onward personally.
在我们一生的路程。
And in the life's journey.
无论高山，无论低谷。
It doesn't matter we're at the heights or lows.
主与我们同在。
He will be with us.
他与我们同行。
He will walk by our side.
在人生每一个台阶，每一个小站。
Every step, every little stop in the life's journey.
他是我们最知心的朋友。
He is our dearest friend.
当约翰他写第三节，他讲到在一路上，他相信主在那里引导他。
In verse 3 of this psalm, John described and believed that God is with him every step of the way.
我们有主，我们里面就有盼望。
Once we have the Lord, we have hope.
约翰牛顿他做了20年的贩卖黑奴的船长。
And John Newton was the captain of a ship that traded slaves for over 20 years.
他身上背着20,000黑奴的冤魂。
Therefore, upon his shoulder, there are over 20,000 lives of slaves.
1787年，他写了一本书，叫做《论非洲奴隶贸易》。
In 1787, John wrote a book titled Thoughts upon the African Slave Trade.
他公开地承认自己的错误。
In this book, he publicly confessed the mistakes he made.
这本书影响了许多的人。
And this book has impacted many, many people.
影响最深的是当时有一位年轻的国会议员。
And especially a congressman at the time.
他的名字是威伯福斯。
His name is William Wilberforce.
那很快的，他们成为非常好的朋友。
Before long, John became a good friend with William.
然后在1788年的时候呢
，In 1788,
威伯福斯他开始提出一个废除奴隶的法案。
William proposed a abolition act.
然后在之后的20年。
And for the following 20 years,
他每一年都提出这个法案。
William will propose the same act.
但是每一年都被否决。
Yet each year the act was rejected.
也有很多的时候他灰心，好像走不下去。
Therefore there are times he was so disappointed, could not move forward.
但是他最喜欢的诗歌就是这一首惊人恩典。
Yet in the midst of despair, the favorite hymn he liked to sing is this amazing grace.
还有就是约翰牛顿为他的祷告。
Also the prayer support from John Newton.
一直到了1807年，这是牛顿过世之前几个月。
In 1807, just a few months before John Newton passed away.
这个法案通过了。
This act was passed.
废除黑奴的法案
and abolish the trading of slaves.
当英国的议会以283-16推通过的时候
in the Congress, there were 283 votes for this act versus 16 against the act.
全体的议员他们起来鼓掌
the entire Congress stood up and applauded.
威伯福斯他在那里流泪
and William shed tears.
所以英国成为第一个废除奴隶制度的国家。
England became the very first country that abolished the slavery system.
比美国还要早30多年。
And like 30 some years before this United States does.
到了20世纪。
And when it comes to the 20th century.
那惊人恩典这首诗歌呢，成为黑人当中最喜欢的一首诗歌。
This hymn Amazing Grace becomes most popular hymn among black people.
那甚至他们因着喜欢把它归类到黑人灵歌的类别。
Because they like it so much, it becomes like the spiritual song category for black people.
这首诗歌是一个曾经贩卖黑奴的。
Yeah, this song was written by a vendor of black slaves.
这样的一位作者，他在这首诗歌写完之后，这么多年。
And after he wrote this hymn for so many years.
我们看见这些黑人他们喜欢这首诗歌，借着这首诗歌也原谅他，接纳了他。
And through singing this hymn, many black people has accepted him and forgiven him.
约翰牛顿在他82岁时候离世。
John Newton passed away at the age of 82.
离世之前，他自己写了墓志铭。
And before he passed away, he wrote down this to be printed on his tomb.
他的墓志铭是这样写的。
It is like this.
约翰牛顿，神职人员。
John Newton, clerk.
曾经是个不幸放荡者，是非洲奴隶的奴隶。
Once an infidel and libertine, a servant of slaves in Africa was.
借着救主耶稣基督丰盛怜悯的保守恢复赦免。
By the rich mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, preserved, restored, pardoned.
并被派定去传扬他所曾长期致力毁坏的信仰。
And appointed to preach the faith he had long labored to destroy.
我们一起来读一下提摩太前书第一章十五节和第十六节。
Let us read together 1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 15 and 16.
耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst.
然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
But for that very reason, I will show mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who will believe on him and receive eternal life.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人。
Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners.
他为我们付了最重的赎价。
He paid the most expensive ransom for us.
今天他要拯救你。
He also wants to save you today.
今天我们蒙恩了。
We have been blessed.
是一个罪人蒙了主的恩典。
We are sinners saved by the Lord's grace.
这是白白的恩典。
And it's a free grace.
这是惊人的恩典。
It's the amazing grace.
巴不得今天早间你也能够相信，能够接受他成为你的救主。
How we wish that you can accept him and receive him as your savior this morning.
当约翰牛顿在他非常年老的时候。
When John Newton was very old,
他说就算我现在记忆力渐渐的丧失
he said, even though my memory is fading,
但是我记得两件事情
but those, there are two things I will remember clearly.
我是一个大罪人
First, I am a great sinner.
第二个呢他说耶稣基督是我的救主
Secondly, Jesus Christ is my great savior.
当他在经人恩典最后说当我见主万年之后仍像太阳照耀
Just like the last verse of the hymn Amazing Grace He says When we've been there 10,000 years Bright shining as the sun
比我开始赞美时候赞美仍不减少
We have no less day to sing God's praiseThan when we first begun.
我们今天要赞美。
We need to praise today.
我们要一直赞美到永远。
And we will continually praise until eternity.
我们永远要在那里宣告说这是何等惊人的恩典。
We will always proclaim this amazing grace.
我们再把这首诗歌惊人恩典唱一次。
Let's sing one more time this hymn, Amazing Grace.
让我们从里面把感谢赞美归给我们的主，我们的神。
Offer from our heart our praise and thanks.
亲爱的朋友，你愿意得着这样惊人的恩典吗？
My dear friend, do you like to take hold of this amazing grace?
你可以把你的心打开。
You can open up your heart.
接受耶稣基督成为你的救主。
And just accept Jesus Christ as your savior.
这个惊人的恩典就会临到你的身上。
And this amazing grace can come upon you.
让我们能够一同来到神面前来赞美他，来敬拜他。
And we canCome together to give thanks and praise to our God.
我们把荣耀归给我们的主。
Let us give glory to our Lord.
Jinren ban dian, he deng gan tian, lai jiu wu lai ru guo, qian chen shi luo, jin bei xun jian.前忙今不摸寻 就是保证，他要做我盾牌永分，带我经过此生。